No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this first day of September 2020. And there's nothing like September to strike loathing in the hearts of many a youngster with the end of summer blues. But that was back in the days when things were more like normal. Some young people, isolated for the better part of the summer, are eager to get back to their friends, although many of them will be doing so virtually as schools reopen online and in some cases in the real world, albeit tentatively. For the most part, though, school officials are hoping that remote learning will help curb the spread of the coronavirus, and that has created more than a few problems on the home front, not just from parents trying to work from home while watching over their kids, trying to get and stay connected. For many, there's also the issue of getting connected in the first place. Now, you'll recall back in the spring when schools were first shuttered and learning went almost completely online, teachers and administrators struggled to keep students from falling behind, but they were having to develop systems that were effectively cobbled together. The promise was that the pause of summer would allow most schools to catch up and be better prepared for back to school, virtual school that is, in the fall. But the fact is that as the new academic year gets underway statewide, thousands of students are being left out altogether, unable to make the connections that are critical to get an education under these current conditions. So reports Aaliyah Swaby for the Texas Tribune on this Tuesday. She joins us now. Aaliyah, welcome back to The Standard.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about what you are finding. One Central Texas school district, 7,000 students struggling to access virtual learning. What's the story there?
So Killeen ISD started off virtually, and they realized that they weren't reaching, their estimate was, you know, between 5,000 and 7,000 students were not able to connect for some reason or other to the virtual learning system. And they had ordered more devices for students who didn't have them. I think there were just under 1,000 students who didn't have devices, and that shipment potentially wouldn't arrive until October because there are supplier backlogs. So that means that they had to open classrooms for in-person instruction a week earlier than they planned because just students were not able to be educated.
But part of the problem isn't just a lack of devices. It's an ability to actually get online, right?
Right. So there are areas of the state, a lot of them rural. I focused on the border regions of the state where, you know, the infrastructure just isn't there for good internet. I talked to the administrators at San Elisario ISD, which is right next to the border, just outside of El Paso. Mm-hmm. And families who were given hotspots complained that their hotspots only worked sporadically. And they're really used to the signal being stronger sometimes on Mexico's side of the border and finding it difficult to find internet service providers who can reach them. So it's also infrastructural issues that, you know, sometimes are not easily fixed by just, you know, throwing computers at the problem.
The state launched an initiative called Project Connectivity, which you write that the state is contributing hundreds and millions of federal stimulus dollars to. We're talking about those computers that you mentioned, the hotspots that you mentioned. The backlog apparently is not that officials didn't know that they would need these devices. It's actually in the supply chain, right?
Right. So the Operation Connectivity Program, as of mid-August, they ordered around 1 million devices and hotspots for more than half of Texas's school districts. In mid-August, the estimate was that some would take as many as 16 weeks to arrive. And that's because of districts across the nation are facing the same challenges right now.
Yeah.
You can't
just
look at this as a Texas issue. Everyone wants laptops. Everyone wants hotspots. And so there's shortages across the country.
Now, we should point out, and you're talking about those who couldn't make the connections. They didn't have the equipment. They didn't have the broadband. Is it correct to say that we are talking about mostly lower-income Texas students being affected the most here?
Yes.
Is it known how many? So how many students are we talking about? Is it known statewide?
It's hard to pin down what that number is statewide. I think, you know, there are districts that started off at a disadvantage because they already were not one-to-one in terms of devices for every student. And so now they're districts that are poorer, they're districts with students who have more needs. And some of them, I talked to the superintendent of Mercedes ISD, where they can just manage a device per family, whereas you have other districts that can have more than one computer or iPad for every student. Districts are starting off from very different places. And I think, you know, the point of the story is that it's patchwork right now. There are some districts that are doing way better than they were in the spring. There are some that are, you know, still really struggling to keep up and to reach all their students.
Read all about it over at texastribune.org, where Aaliyah Swaby is reporting on an issue in education that is quite serious across the state. Aaliyah, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.